Most people won't change. They realize they need change. But they're wanting things to change externally. You know, the Bible teaches that change starts on the heart level. You change your heart and everything else will change. That's what we're talking about today, so stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing our teaching on hardness of heart. I started this a week ago, and the very first week of teaching, I just begin to explain what is a hardened heart. What are the characteristics or the symptoms of a hardened heart? And I tell you, I spent a lot of time developing this because there was a time in my life when I was convinced that I didn't have a hardened heart towards God. I thought that was just people who were God haters. But through the Scriptures, God began to let me see that any area of your life where you are cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God, then that's an area that is hardened towards God. That's what the word hardened means, cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding. And also another thing that helped get this across to me is that the Lord was saying in Mark chapter 6 that when the disciples were shocked, sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered, that's what it says in Mark 6:51, when they saw Jesus walking on top of this raging storm, when they were shocked to see that, the Scripture goes on to say in the next verse, Mark 6:52, that that's because they had a hardened heart. And so from that, the Lord just spoke to me that any area that I relate easier to the natural realm than I do to the spiritual realm, the supernatural realm, that that's an area that I'm hardened in. Say, for instance, if you were praying for healing, and if you prayed and asked God to heal you and nothing happened, there was no visible results, you couldn't see any response whatsoever from the Lord, and if you responded by saying, well, that's kind of what I expected, well, then that means that you're hardened in that area of healing. Because to be sensitive means that you would have expected, it wouldn't have surprised you if you would have seen the supernatural intervention of God. But if it doesn't surprise you to get nothing, if it doesn't surprise you to fail, if it doesn't surprise you that you are operating in fear, if it doesn't surprise you when nothing ever goes your way, then that means that you're hardened in that area, that you aren't really relating to God the proper way. You are more comfortable, more accustomed to operate in the natural realm than you are the supernatural realm. Now, like I said, I spent all last week developing that, and I'm not going to take time to go back through it, but I do have a tape set that we're offering on this and also a book entitled Hardness of Heart, and I believe that this will really help you. This is a teaching that has transformed my life, and it's not something that you just learn one time and then you put it behind you and boom, you're over with it and you move on to the next thing. This is the kind of thing that has to be interwoven into every fabric of your life all of the time, because it is something that you are constantly applying every day of your life. These truths that I'm sharing with you are something that I use every single day of my life. It is that important. And I promise you, you aren't going to go very far if your heart is hardened towards the Lord. There's so many scriptures I could go into, but let me turn over to Proverbs chapter 4 and just share some of these. I used a portion of these scriptures in my programs last week. But in Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What this is basically saying is that your heart is what determines how your life goes. Another scripture that goes right along with this is Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, that says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way that your heart is going is the way that your life is going. If you don't like the way your life is going, what most people try and do is to pray and ask God to change the results. But they don't start by asking God to change their heart. In other words, what they're wanting to do is to get an outward answer without any inward change. If you first of all would change your heart, then your outward circumstances will change. Boy, that's a mouthful. I don't know if you understood that right there, but this is just, I mean, the opposite. Totally different than the way most people approach change. You know, let me just give you some examples. I'm really wanting to get this point across because it is vital that you understand how important what I'm saying here about the hardness or the sensitivity of your heart. You have to understand how important that is. Say, for instance, if you're wanting to lose weight, did you know most people will do nearly anything to lose weight? They'll get their stomach stapled. They will have operations where they have this liposuction and pull out the fat. They'll cut things off. They will go on extreme diets. They do things that damage their body. I mean, most people are just after the end results. That's all that they're after. But did you know that actually weight is nothing but a reaction or a result of inner things? Now, I know some of you are going to really not appreciate me saying this, but that doesn't mean that what I'm saying is wrong. Did you know, here's another way of saying this. Did you know you cannot get fat off of eating one meal, gorging yourself on one meal? That's not what happens. You could eat until you literally got so sick that you threw it all up or that you passed out or did something, and I guarantee you, you cannot get fat off of one meal like that. You have to do it over. You have to eat more than you need, more often than you need it, and do that over and over and over and over and over and over again. It is a lifestyle. It's a continuation, and it really stems from values and attitudes that you have on the inside. It's not a physical thing. It's actually a mental or an emotional thing that causes us to be overweight. Now, you may disagree with that and think, who am I? But this is what the Scripture says. Proverbs chapter 23 and Ecclesiastes. There's many scriptures that the Lord's shown me these kind of things. Here's another way of saying it. The real problem with being overweight is gluttony. Your desire, your lust for food, eating more than you need, more often than you need it. That is the problem, is gluttony. Losing weight or gaining weight isn't the issue. That is just a visible symptom that you see. And, of course, that's embarrassing to a lot of people. It's damaging to your health, and so people will try and do whatever to get rid of the weight, but they don't ever deal with the root of the problem, which is gluttony. But on the other hand, if you would just change the gluttony, if you would get to where I am never going to eat when I'm full, I am not going to eat beyond the past of being comfortably full. I will never gorge myself. I am not going to be a glutton. And I am not going to eat when I'm not hungry. If you would just do that, not eat when you aren't hungry and when you get full, stop. If you would do that, I guarantee it's impossible for you to be overweight. You don't have to worry about exercise. You don't have to worry about the diet. You don't have to worry about the types of foods. Some people may argue other things because of the health benefits. I'm not talking here about health and things like that. I'm talking about losing weight. You would not be fat if you didn't eat more than you are supposed to eat, more often than you're supposed to eat. Bottom line, end of discussion. It just doesn't work that way. So you can either deal with the external thing over here and go on every fad diet, lose weight, and then gain it back, and that does more damage to your body than if you were to just gain weight and retain it. This yo-yo dieting is worse on you than anything. And you know, the bottom line is people are after these results, but they don't want to change the way that they are. They want to just pig out. They love food. They love food more than they should. They want to overindulge. They want to eat until they nearly get sick. They like their favorite foods and they want to eat to an excess. That desire is the problem, and the weight is just an end result of it. So most people are out to change the results without changing their heart. The Bible says it's just the opposite. Change your heart and you will get different results. That's the way that it is. Some people are out to get off of drugs and off of alcohol, and their whole goal is to quit taking these abusive substances. And so they'll go through these programs that restrain. They have accountability groups where people are constantly checking in on them and they just can't get by with it. And so they stop the action and they think, that's great, that's what I'm after. But you know what? If you still are an addictive person in your heart, Well, then you hadn't really gotten free. You may no longer be damaging your body, but the root of that thing is just sitting there festering and growing, and given the right set of circumstances, or I could probably say the wrong set of circumstances, put into a negative environment, you're going to go back to indulging that thing because you never were delivered of the root cause of the thing. There's people that go out and commit adultery and they think, I've got to quit doing this. And so they make themselves accountable to other people. They may put themselves in a circumstance where they can't go commit adultery. They've got people accountable and all these things. But if you're still lusting in your heart, Jesus said that if you lust in your heart, you're just as guilty if you go out and commit it. People don't want to deal with the heart issues. People are carnal. They look on external things and think, if I can just change these results. But brothers and sisters, it's one of the great life lessons to learn that if you have negative results, go to the heart reason that causes these negative results. Change yourself at the heart level. And then just like these scriptures are saying, Proverbs 23:7, as you think in your heart, that's the way you will be. Protect your heart because out of it are the issues of life. If you will get your heart fixed on God, then the end results will change. That's just the way that it is. And so if you want to be sensitive to God, don't pray and ask God to make you sensitive. Go to your heart. Recognize what it is that causes your heart to be insensitive towards God. And find out what the scripture has to say about that. Change yourself on the heart level, and then your experience with God will change. Everything outwardly will change. You know, that's what we're teaching about. I'm talking about a hardened heart. We first of all have described what it is and the damage that it does. Now this week we're beginning to get into what causes your heart to be hardened. And if you can understand this and accept it, then you can change your heart. And once your heart changes, then all of your results, all of your experience, all of the results will change. Man, now that is a powerful truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003. Or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK58 titled The Cause Part 1 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Karis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc, a full children's ministry, and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. It's a wonderful opportunity to take the Colorado vacation you've always wanted. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings. The 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd. Change your life. Change the world.